We can make the difference. If not today, 5 years, 10 years, give hope.
Mike Maloney of the ALS Association, and also an ALS patient, thanked Congressmen Chris Collins and Brian Higgins for passage of the 21st Century Cures Act. Under the legislation, the federal government will provide billions of dollars to modernize clinical trials, streamline regulations, and accelerate development of life-saving drugs. Collins says it will also require patient input as part of the drug approval process.
We need to say safety is still critical, but certainly on these currently incurable diseases with no treatment. If the patients say they're working, we need to get them to the patients quicker.
Among the initiatives receiving more than $1 billion will be Vice President Biden's so-called cancer moonshot, which challenges researchers to come up with 10 years of advances in just 5 years' time. Also receiving $1 billion-plus boost is the Brain Initiative, which seeks to improve understanding of Alzheimer's disease. Higgins spoke of what he described as the obligation to ensure agencies like the National Institutes of Health and National Cancer Institute are properly funded.
We know in medical research the only failure is when you quit, or you're forced to quit because of lack of funding.
President Obama is expected to sign the act into law on Tuesday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.